I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. What's the opposite of an annoying coworker? Someone who, in the office anyway, means almost as much to you as a significant other. I'm talking work wives, work husbands, and work BFFs. And while, of course, it's fun to have someone to share a laugh with or complain about the boss with, it turns out close relationships are good for business. According to a recent Gallup poll, women who say they have a work BFF are more than twice as likely to be engaged with their jobs, compared to 29% who say they don't have a work bestie. Strong workplace connections can also lead to fewer accidents and more profits. So how does it work? Two work wives based in Los Angeles shared their story.
Go ahead, dear.
My name is Brandy Jordan. I live in Los Angeles and have many titles, but I would say that I work with all things baby, mom, family. Am I missing something, work wife?
I'm Hannah Hallowell, and I live in Los Angeles, and I am the co-owner of the Baby Play Group with my work wife.
Oh, Brandy. I guess I should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
See?
That business we do together.
Peas in a pod. We met at a Mommy and Me class almost 11 years ago.
Yep, 11 years ago.
Yeah. We weren't really friends back then,
no.
Were we? We were friendly.
We were friendly.
We weren't friends.
I think the way that I remember it was we met in a baby class, figured out that we both did similar things in terms of work, and Brandy wanted me to come and work with her, at which point, for some reason, I said no. I don't know why I did that, but I said no. And then we didn't talk for years, right?
I want to say a good 4 years.
4 years.
So, yeah, so let me, like, so basically what happened is I said that I wanted to change the birth world, and she'd stop speaking to me for 4 years. That's how I'm going to not remember that story.
And then I went and did something unrelated and called her up one day. I was kind of tired of what I was doing and wanted to figure out if she was still interested, still doing what she had wanted to do.
And I happened to be jumping on a plane to Brazil with a client, like, literally that day or next day. And I said, yes, let's do it. Talk to you in 4 days.
And the rest is history.
And we've been work wives ever since. I think more so than just being colleagues, like, we actually, one, me and her share a brain. So that's one thing. Like, you know, I can have an idea and I don't have to have it fully developed, but just talking to her, it's going to come together. If we're working together, like, it's just going to come together because we can kind of complete each other's vision. So that's one thing. But beyond that, like, we just really enjoy each other's company.
And I think we also support each other in every realm of our lives. So we have in common that we're both workaholics. We love what we do. So we do that all the time. But beyond that, we both have families. We both have, you know, the same dream that everyone has, which is this work-life balance situation. And in working together, we're able to support each other in finding that.
We do have an office, but we often sometimes meet at our home as well, depending on what's happening with our children. For example, driving here, our day was in the car. Like, I think we laughed the entire time coming here, no?
Yes.
Just cracking jokes with each other?
Yes.
So we need to do at least an hour of that before we can actually get any work done.
Yes.
So that's usually our process.
It's either laughing, dancing, music videos in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about current events, which either will make us really upset about what's happening and discussing that and having to, like, release that before we can work, or just having fun and laughing and having just doing that before we can actually get down to work business. So that's how it always starts. And then usually we will be, you know, eating, kids running around, and getting things done. And, you know, I'll take care of this, you take care of that. We're sharing a Google Doc, working from two different computers.
A lot of our days include really, really long work lunches, which has become, in my household at least, a point of contention. My husband will go like, oh, you've got work. You're going to a work lunch again.
And actually, we do get work done. It doesn't look like it apart from the outside because we're laughing and having a lot of fun. But we work really well together. So, like, if we can get, like, 2 or 3 compact hours with each other, we can get more done than we would do by ourselves, I think, anyway.
At the end of the day, you know, the thing that Brandy and I share, I think that's so unique, is that we really do want to see the world differently than it is right now, the world that we hand over to our kids. And so we work to create that every day. We want more women in business. We want more women of color in leadership positions. We want more work-life balance. We want more, you know, families in the workplace. And we work to create that together every day.
Yeah, I think it's been helpful just because it can be overwhelming to be a working mom and have everything on your shoulders. And I know that I can equally share it with her. There's times where, like, I'm a mess and I'm not doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. And I know that she can carry that and vice versa. And there's not going to be anyone feeling like, oh, they're not handling their weight or whatever. Like, we just can have this ebb and flow that's kind of seamless. And I'm more concerned about maintaining our friendship than I am about our work relationship, which I think makes us difference between having a colleague and a work wife.
Thanks, Boo.
That was Brandi Jordan and Hannah Halliwell sharing their work wife story. Do you have a close friend at work? How does it help you? Or have you steered clear of having a work BFF? Let us know. Our email is weekend@marketplace.org and our voicemail is 1-800-648-5114.